for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
State officials in Alaska continue to assess the damage after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck Anchorage. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says there's structural damage to area roads and bridges.
The infrastructure assessment will be a longer-term assessment, most clearly, but it has impacted the major arterials in and around Anchorage.
No deaths or injuries have been reported from the earthquake or aftershocks. President Trump at the G20 summit in Argentina, saying his decision not to hold formal talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin is Russia's seizure of two Ukrainian gunboats and a tugboat.
We don't like what happened. We're not happy about it. Nobody is. Hopefully they'll be able to settle it out soon, because we look forward to meeting with President Putin. But on the basis of what took place with respect to the ships and the sailors, that was the sole reason.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Goodbye NAFTA and hello USMCA. President Trump on signing a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada.
A truly groundbreaking achievement.
Despite the agreement, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took aim at Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum, saying they need to end. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger now faces a murder charge in the shooting death of unarmed neighbor Botham Jean. Dallas County District Attorney Faith Johnson.
We're not contending what may have happened, what was in her mind before. Only thing we're saying that at the moment of this shooting, it was an intentional and knowing offense.
The grand jury decided to make the change to murder after hearing the evidence. Geiger claimed she thought she'd entered her own apartment rather than her neighbor's and mistook the 26-year-old accountant for an intruder. The U.S. government has set aside nearly $17 million to help pay for counseling, therapy, rehab, and more for victims affected by the Las Vegas Strip massacre that left 58 people dead and more than 850 injured. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Scientists say our planet recently rang like a bell. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
National Geographic is reporting that it happened a few weeks ago, a mysterious rumble rolling around the world. Seismic monitors first picking the event up near Madagascar. It was then picked up in Chile, New Zealand, and Hawaii. A seismologist at Columbia University saying he'd never seen anything like it. Goran Ekstrom says it was as though the planet rang like a bell, maintaining a low-frequency monotone as it spread. French scientists say they suspect the ringing may have been caused by a new underwater volcano forming near Madagascar, though as of now, no one is certain what it was from.
A small twin-engine jet crashes into a wooded area in southern Indiana. State Police spokesman Sergeant Jerry Gooden.
We're being assisted by Clark County Sheriff's Department, Jeffersonville City Department, Clarksville Town Department. We have several police agencies here that are helping us at the scene, and obviously several fire departments are also assisting us at the scene along with the coroner's office here in Clark County. So we feel like we do have sufficient manpower at this time to be able to handle the scene. Obviously, right now, we're just at a holding pattern until we get the NTSB and the FAA on scene.
All three people on the plane were killed. The plane had taken off from an airport about 15 miles north of Louisville, heading for Chicago. It crashed about 10 miles after takeoff. One of the victims was a board member and Louisville architect from Ball State University. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.